This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Dr. Julia Letlow. She represents the 5th Congressional District of Louisiana, serves on the Education and Labor Committee, and also the all-powerful House Ag Committee. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me, Tony. It's an honor to be with you.
Okay, let's get a little of your background, because Sure. Your background really is higher education, isn't it?
It is. So my background is in communication, believe it or not. I was a college professor for many years, and also in administration and higher ed. And so I love to be in a classroom. I love to be on a college campus and have that energy from students. But I'm excited to be here. I love a good challenge, take on something new. So it's just a real honor to serve the people of the 5th District.
And you'll be on that Education and Labor Committee. And has that committee met yet?
Yes, we have. And we've had hearings. I am just soaking up every second in that committee. Again, that's a passion of mine. But labor bleeds over into the ag world as well. So there's some things that we can flesh out there, too.
Let's talk about the House Ag Committee. Hearings are starting, and now we're getting to the point where we're about to have quite a few of these committee hearings. What's your thought as you move into this work, this committee work for the ag?
It's an honor to be a part of it. I'm learning so much each and every day. While I was on the campaign trail, I spent a lot of time talking to farmers, ranchers, and loggers all over the 5th District. Agriculture is the backbone of the 5th District in Louisiana. And so it was so important to the people there that I get the spot on the Ag Committee, and what an honor. They kind of saved it for me, and I was just so excited and thrilled to be able to serve on it. So it's wonderful to be with ranking member G.T. Thompson and all of the great work that he's spearheading, but also my neighbor Rick Crawford up in Arkansas. So I'm just gleaning as much as I can from both of them. They've taken me under their wing, but just learning and soaking up as much as I can so I can go back and help the community and the district that I serve.
One thing that we've noticed over the last couple of years, especially in rural areas, is as kids have had to be homeschooled, if you will, some challenges on the broadband side. Are you seeing that in the district?
Absolutely, 1,000%. And I actually ran on that promise that I would do everything that I can to increase access to rural broadband all over the country, but especially in my district. I've been without it. I live in Start, Louisiana, which is a tiny community, but nothing like a pandemic to bring to light how crucial rural broadband is, not only for the education system, for our children, also healthcare for people in rural communities, but it bleeds over again into farming. And more and more of our farmers are relying on broadband services, and I want to make sure that we deliver.
And there's something known as the Broadband for Rural America Act.
Right.
You're part of that.
A little bit about it. I was happy and honored to co-sponsor that. And it really makes sure that we deliver broadband to those areas that are really in need. And it targets those rural communities. And so I'm excited to be a part of that legislation.
I want you to look out. And obviously, this is a tough thing to do just immediately. But look down the road. Is there something that you would want to see this Congress push across the finish line? Maybe it's this year, maybe it's this session, maybe it's a couple of years from now, but something that you really feel passionate that Congress needs to solve.
I'm going to go back to what we've already spoken about, and that's rural broadband. I'm encouraged that it will be covered in the infrastructure bill. I'm hopeful as negotiations proceed with infrastructure that we'll come to an agreement so those services can be rendered. That is my hope for this Congress. I'm excited to be a part of conversations that are happening now related to the farm bill. That will be next time. And so it's great to be a part of that as well. But really, on the docket for me, this Congress is rural broadband. And I'm going to do everything in my power to deliver that promise.
Well, we wish you the best. Will you come back and see us?
Absolutely. Anytime. This has been a delight.
Again, it's the Honorable Julia Letlow, who is serving the 5th Congressional District of Louisiana. And this is the Agribusiness Report.